This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abba, and Parshas Re'eh. I want to share with you a short idea on the Parsha. The Pasuk tells us, Ki yirchak mimcha ha-makam asher yivchar Hashem aleikecha lasum shemay sham. When you're too far from the Makam HaMikdash, and you're going to want to eat meat. You see, when the Mishkan was standing, if you wanted to eat meat, you brought a carbon and you ate it. But now, you're too far away from the Mikdash. You're not going to be able to bring carbonis every day. So here's how you eat the meat. You shecht it. So I want to share with you an idea about eating meat in Jewish thought. We find in Parshas, in Sefer Shemais, that Klal Yisrael complained to Hashem in Beshalach, Vayimru Aleim B'nei Yisrael, Mi Yutein Musenu B'yad Hashem, B'Eretz Mitzrayim B'Shivtenu Asir HaBasar. If only we would have died in the land of Egypt, sitting on the pot of meat, Ba'achleinu Lechem L'Soiva, when we ate bread to satiety, that you took us out to this midbar to kill this whole congregation in hunger. There must be some kind of deep kavana here. What exactly is Klal Yisrael complaining about, that they want meat? Here, Klal Yisrael were just taken out of Mitzrayim, and they're asking for meat. They want meat. Ki hoitzei sanu oisen al midbar hazeh lahamis haskal hakal hazeh barav. What exactly is the complaint for meat? There's an interesting idea suggested in the Sefer Oitzer Pleis HaTorah. And I want to supplement it with an idea that the Kloisenberger Rebbe talks about in the Sefer Divrei Yatziv on Tu B'Shvat. Chazal tell us, an Am Ha'aretz is now to eat meat. Interesting. An Am Ha'aretz cannot eat meat. Am Ha'aretz Asur Lechel Basar. Now you understand why there, you know, a lot of people don't want to eat meat these days, because not everyone's allowed to eat meat. Only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat meat. Why is that? So Kabbalistically, there's an idea that when one consumes meat, he elevates the meat. There are different categories of matter. There's doimim, inanimate, chai, tsoimeach, things that grow, that sprout, chai, living creatures, medaber, things that speak. When a medaber, when a person who speaks, eats a chai, eats an animal, the animal is elevated to the status of medaber. That's what does a cow say? Moo, moo, the cow is saying, please put me in your cholent and eat me. Because right now I'm only a chai, I would like to be a medaber. That's a Kabbalistic reason why only a Talmud Chacham could eat meat. Because for a Talmud Chacham, he's upgrading the meat. For an Am Ha'aretz, the meat is not upgraded. So what do you have to kill the animal for? However, the Kloisenberger Rebbe adds further that the purpose of meat, it's mechazik the roish for limud haTorah. Meat gives a person the ability to understand Torah. In fact, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Haidu loy amri lach ba'urta mishum doy achil nabasra de Torah. The Gemara says that Rava asked the Shala from Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman gave an answer. The next day, Rav Nachman retracted, and he said the opposite. And he said, the reason why I said the other answer yesterday is I hadn't eaten Bisra Datura. Now, Rashi says that all that means is he was not medakdek. And Rav Yaakov Enden explains, that's a mashal, meaning I wasn't ma'ayin properly. Or the way Tosfos says, Rav Nachman is saying I was fasting, and therefore my mind wasn't clear. But the Marsha, Mesachta Nedarim, Mem Tesa Medbeis, explains the Gemara, Kepashte, that meat strengthens the mind. In order to think clearly, one needs to eat meat. I tell you, I've met people, good people who don't eat meat, and I'm talking to them, and they're telling me things, and their thought process is not as tight, shall you say, or sharp. Sometimes a person needs meat to eat meat to be able to think clearly. This is not my opinion. I'm telling you what the Gemara says. Now, the story is brought in the Sefer Masa Ish. It's a wondrous story that two Talmidim came to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said the following story. Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, the Bach, when he married off his daughter to the Taz, he obligated himself to support his son-in-law, to give him a portion of meat every day, so that the Taz would be able to learn in comfort and security and health. The Bach became very poor, and he did not have the wherewithal to make good on his word. And instead of feeding him real meat, he started to feed him basar rea, meat of the lungs, lungen, which is a cheaper meat. It's not as nourishing and not as costly. The next day, the Taz took his father-in-law to court, and he said, "This is not what you promised me." And the Bach won the case, because the Bach only promised meat, and lung meat is meat. And everybody was wondered that the Taz would summon his father-in-law, Gadol B'Torah the Bach, to court for such a meager accusation. I mean, to take your own father-in-law to court. So the Taz explained that on the day the Bach fed him this cheap meat, he felt a weakness, a distinct, marked decline in his ability to learn. And there was a kitrug in Shemayim on the Bach, and therefore he wanted to be Toiveim Ledin, so that the Bezin Shemayla should paskin like the Bach, and then the Bezin Shemayla would be forced to say, okay, the Bach did right. Meaning the Taz didn't really want the meat. He felt a lack in his learning, but he would overcome it. But he knew that there was a Taina and Shemayim on the Bach. So he wanted to take the case to Bezdin. So Bezdin would paskin like his father-in-law. And if Bezdin down here would paskin like the father-in-law, then Bezdin upstairs would also favor the father-in-law. But says the Chazon Ish, from here we see how much in Shemayim they value a lack of learning. Meaning how much in Shemayim a loss of learning is worth. The bottom line is, what comes out is eating meat widens a person's heart to understand Torah, and it could be that in the Midbar, their taina was l'shem shamayim. They wanted to have the rachvas halev and the harchavas hadas to be able to learn, and that is why they requested meat. And that's the Gemara em Pesachim, daf mem tesam and beis. Rabbi Omer, am haaretz aser lecha basar. An unlearned person cannot eat meat. Like it says, Zois Torah Sabahema, Kal Ha'oisik B'Toira, Mutar Lecha Basar. Chol She'eino Oisik B'Toira, Asur Lecha Basar. The Doiver Tzedek explains why an Amoritz can't eat meat. But Mitzad HaToira, because in this week's parasha it says, B'chol Avas Navshecha Toicha Basar. Therefore, one only somebody who's involved in Limud HaToira is allowed to eat basar. Okay, please join us tonight at 8:30. We have an amazing topic tonight on the proper way to give tzedakah. And I wish everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.